And 6:06, it is partly clear, 62 degrees in Tulsa. There is a 40% chance of rain again today and a high of 77. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Officials say unaccompanied children who try to enter the United States illegally will be housed in this state by the end of the week. Jessica Byerly reports this morning they'll be housed at Fort Sill.
Fort Sill announced Monday that between 600 and 1,200 children will reside at the installation on a temporary basis until they can be reunited with their families or placed with a sponsor. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families will be responsible for their care. An agency spokesman says the children are expected to arrive at Fort Sill starting Friday. Authorities arrested over 47,000 unaccompanied children on the border from October through May, up 92% from the same period a year earlier. Oklahoma's congressional delegation has blasted the plan, saying it could raise security issues. Jessica Byerly, KWGS News.
On to problems with our veterans. An audit has found that new patients seeking health care at the Muskogee and Oklahoma City VA hospitals waited an average of between 31 and 44 days to be seen. Yesterday's audit release by the Department of Veterans Affairs found that 464 new patients at the two facilities waited more than 60 days in order to get an appointment. The audit also found that established patients at both care centers had waits averaging just over 2 days to be seen. According to a new study, in 2012, 56% of Oklahoma inmates maxed out, served their maximum sentence, and were released to prison with no supervision whatsoever.
Former Oklahoma Speaker of the House Chris Steele wrote the Justice Reinvestment Initiative, a plan to reduce recidivism. Steele says the study's findings reflect the state's incomplete implementation of JRI, which would have built 9 months of supervision into sentencing structures.
And I think it's just because the state of Oklahoma rejected the funding that was offered to actually make sure that everybody was working together and understood.
Oklahoma had the fourth highest max out rate in the Pew Charitable Trust's study. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The state of Oklahoma is cutting back on dollars given to counties for the detention of juvenile criminal offenders. Tulsa County Juvenile Center Director Brent Wolf says he will work with the state to try and find other ways and other places to cut so that needed detention money can stay in place.
The county actually pays for most of the detention, although the state pays for a small percentage of it. So they have proposed cutting the small proportion that they pay for. And so we're working on, could you cut something else, not detention rates, because they already don't pay enough.
Voters have okayed building a new juvenile detention center for Tulsa County, but that is still several years away from completion. Well, heavy weekend rains have prompted the closure of the east tunnel entrance to the Oklahoma Capitol. The Office of Management spokesman John Estes said yesterday that he expects that tunnel to reopen next week. With a spike in shootings over the recent weeks, there are questions as to why they have occurred. Tulsa Police Officer Jill Robinson says that many crimes, including violent crimes, normally increase this time of year.
Summertime is going to bring out, in general, more crime just because of the amount of people that are outside, the amount of people that are in parking lots, going to parks and things like that. But, you know, the violent crime, you know, that can occur at any time.
Robinson says a couple of years ago, there was a spike of murders during the winter months. Our weather forecast, a mixture of sun and clouds today, a 40% chance of rain, and a high of 77. Tonight, mostly clear, 57 will be our overnight low. Right now in Tulsa and 610, it is partly clear in 62. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.